Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5-2, a rolling to his left. Throws it. Touchdown. Big hang on.
He got it.
Collins bobbled it right at the corner, but I think he kept on to it. They'll take another look at it, but they call it a touchdown.
They bobbled it, and he kept those feet in. They're going to give him the touchdown. That's Mac Collins.
That'd be
fourth touchdown this year, Jimmy.
Fourth of the year for Mac Collins.
Got two on the roll here, and he got it up high for a nice big target.
Devontae Booker, the running back, trips to the left. Glennon back to throw again. He's got a lot of time,
and they got him again. It's Jalen Phillips, his second of the day, 8.5 on the year.
That's a double roll by Jalen Phillips right there. Wow.
That's a good cover sack is what that is.
This is this relentless pass rush up front, squeezing the pocket, getting off a block, and really, really good coverage downfield, giving Glennon nowhere to go with the football.
11:14 left to play in this quarter. Play action fake, Tua rolling to his left, rolling, fires, touchdown. It was Ford who kept his feet in bounds. Isaiah Ford. His second touchdown of the year, just his eighth reception.
What a heads-up play by Tua Tagovailoa. Waited for somebody to get open. Right back to Isaiah Ford, who made sure he stayed in bounds and again dragged those feet.
That makes it a two-score game.
Oh, that's huge
with
right there,
11 minutes
Jimmy.
Left to play.
We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground.
And with that, we say a happy good morning, especially for Dol fans, as flip things around a little bit here. A lot of different parts to get to here. But, didn't play their best offensively. Still don't have a running game. Can't run it a lick. Sometimes don't pass protect real well. But we do play defense. We play
really good defense.
We play serious defense. When you don't score a touchdown for the second time now in their five wins in a row, the numbers are crazy. It is amazing. They've given up 9 points, 10 points, 17 points, 10 points, and 9 points. Incredible. Doesn't
Pretty
matter
good
who you're playing.
Stretch right there, right?
Yeah, this 5 games, it's like, look at, no matter how slow you guys or how many 3 and outs you have, don't worry about it. Just get enough, we'll be just fine. Even if they move the ball a little bit, we'll keep them out of the end zone. It happened again. Lot to talk about. We got a lot of news, by the way, the Mario Cristobal news, and we'll try to get you caught up. And honestly, I have learned one thing from this, like I can never remember before. This thing with Mario Cristobal and the University of Miami and guys still recruiting and Mario out recruiting, standing next to some of his commitments in Oregon. It's just, the whole thing is really weird. Like, I'm not sure. I don't want to sign anything. I'm going to go recruit. It's like a guy goes, I got to go outside and smoke a cigarette. So coaches, they like, and then everybody gets mad at him. How dare you go and recruit a guy if you're going to leave? And,
right,
you know,
right.
We've got Brian Kelly getting ripped for being at a Notre Dame recruit and then going, okay, the deal's done. All right. Hey, Frankie, forget about it. I'm not going to be here. But go to Notre Dame. It's a good school.
What do you think about Shreveport? Right. Is that better?
Yeah. It's just a crazy, crazy story as we're waiting. I would usually say today's got to be the day.
You said that exactly this time last week.
It's
no
got,
more timelines from you.
No, I know. But guys, honestly, doesn't today we have to have a decision from an athletic director and a head coach?
Sure, we're a week late on that. What do you mean? We're a week late.
Those meetings must be between all the people involved, whether they're in person or they're getting in on the Zoom. We got more craziness out there. I don't know. Some of these people, they're saying they have all this money, and others that have money are going, that guy doesn't have money. It's only this could happen here in South Florida. It can only happen. And I do want to say this on behalf of the guys that really are billionaires. There are some guys, and we got some very wealthy guys here. I know some of them. Some of them I don't. Some are Jewish. Some are Cuban. Some are just good old boy. Look it. I know we got a lot of money, and I know if Miami wants to, I never thought they'd dish it up, but it looks like they have money to pay an athletic director and to pay a head coach, and they realize to do business, it's going to be expensive as we're seeing more and more coaches getting anywhere from $7.5 million and up, and I remember not too many years ago, $7.5 million put you in the top five or six coaches in college football.
You were Urban Meyer and Nick Saban at that point, right?
And now I was thinking of Jimbo Fisher too.
Yep,
and now all of a sudden, 7.5 is like it's the high end, but the low of the high end that to get you in. Lane Kiffin just got a new contract out of his deal that looks like it averages $7.5 million. So he got his deal in Mississippi, and now we're just waiting to find out all this Mario Cristobal stuff and these writers calling each other and going, I don't know, are you hearing anything? I'm hearing a little bit, but nobody knows what exactly is going on.
How about yesterday? Some guy goes, oh, there's a team meeting for Oregon at 4:30. Right. Then the team meeting was canceled. Then the decision will come today. Now he's going to sleep on it. I've never seen more people that cover these two football teams. It is amazing the amount of people that apparently cover the University of Miami.
So everybody's trying to jump in on this story, and I get it. Listen, man, I never want to be the last guy to find out, you know, after I find out everybody's known for 5 days or something. But this one really has been all over the place.
I've never seen so many different directions this can go in.
So yesterday, even during the game, my phone, which blows up on game day anyway, and I don't usually really pay attention to it because I actually try to focus on the game, and I can't do two things at once like some people can. Some can have their phone and walk all over and come back and do the job, and I can't do it. But I did get a text, done deal, Mario's done. And I went, oh, man, so, hey, guys, I think we got some, you know, good news. And then, you know, some others told me, nah, that's not, hold on, let's wait. And then the others are going, well, I think it's going to happen, but we got to wait. There's still some hold up there. And so, folks, hang in there today. Hopefully today. Let me ask you, do you guys feel like we're going to know something today here? I mean, it's okay to say.
So. I don't think so.
You don't think anything happens today? No. What about you, Woody?
Yeah, I think Mario will make his decision today. I don't think.
I see.
Didn't they give him a deadline? Oh, allegedly give him a
right,
deadline?
Yes.
Well, you know why? Because they want to
decide by sundown today, Mario. Well, here's the thing, though, man. I mean, at some point, Manny's got to be, like, informed of what the hell's going on, right?
Well, before we even get to the Manny stuff.
That's the sad part.
No, the Manny stuff, who's still the coach.
You better hope you get Mario, because how do you go back to Manny? Like, hey, this whole thing fell through.
Gets an extension.
Right.
We'd love to keep you.
It's the old Tony Sperano extension. That's what it is at the end of this.
All this news, and people forget, Manny's still out there recruiting. I guess they stopped him from going to California, if those are true. But anyway, the crazy part about this is, so all these schools who are giving all this money to these coaches who go out and recruit and get these top classes, or, you know, this national signing day is right around the corner. Mario's sitting there with like the ninth best class in the country. Now, that's playing in big boy territory, and you're talking about maybe the top recruiter on the West Coast right now, outside of the SEC schools and maybe Clemson in there. It's always the same group of guys. And here's Mario been jumping in the big party for a while. And, hell, we've seen it. We've seen how good some of his players are.
We tweeted out a picture with some linebacker from Bishop Gorman like a day ago.
It is.
That's the craziest part of this whole thing.
He did a press conference with Bob Stoops yesterday.
He did. He did the Alamo Bowl press conference. We're so excited to play in the Alamo Bowl.
He's either really playing this out.
What?
But I'm sure Oregon's going, hey, Mario, we do appreciate that class, but we'd like to keep it and not have you leave and half your class bolts to different schools. So it's whole thing. And then you got the Manny thing, who's been recruiting up till, I guess, jumping on a plane here recently to go. But he's got to be – he can't be happy about all this stuff. Lane is bolted – or not bolted, but got a new contract, I'm guessing. I'm not putting a pass Lane, but I think he's staying at,
you would just
at
think
Mississippi, right?
Got an extension and got big money.
Right. All right. So we have all that. And, of course, in yesterday, and we've got our Final Four all set up and the Orange Bowl. Congratulations. You hit the semifinal jackpot. Anybody up that's one of the many, 5,275 people that wear the Orange Bowl jacket, that prestige. And by the way, it is. It's a great group of guys. It really is. Most of the guys I have met have been really, really good guys. But you hit a jackpot. You hit the old get ready, probably last night and starting today. Hey, I know sometimes I don't call you for tickets, but you have any this year? Because Michigan is getting ready to play Georgia, and you could fill up that stadium twice easily on the amount of people from Michigan and Georgia. You know, they're not exactly in this big party.
Right.
Hell, Michigan's never been in it. Right. And Georgia, I got to go back. Did Georgia sneak in one year in this party? Yes. They played Georgia played
right.
Oklahoma.
Yes, you're right.
So anyway, we
but Stephen Ross going to host the Wolverines in
that
stadium.
Oh, this party is going to be it is going to be huge on tickets getting out. So listen, congratulations. They hit. If you can't have the big game itself, give me the semifinal, because it's only going to be one good game. It's going to be Michigan and Georgia, because Georgia and Kirby just got a wake-up call from the king. Nick Saban beat his butt so badly. What happened to that great defense that I heard about? 41. And by the way, he's got guys that look like he's on the track team. Georgia actually looked slow in the secondary, even after their number one wide receiver blows out his knee. Their other guy comes in and he's running track on him. He's running. They got angles on him and he's taking it to the house. Another guy, and this another five-star guy that's just getting a chance to play, and this guy, and they just killed him. And by the way, that Bryce Young is
he's
a Heisman
good.
Trophy winner.
He's good.
He is unbelievable. I didn't realize. Do you realize he's at like 47 touchdowns total this year.
No, I didn't even see the final number.
Yeah, wow. he is lighting it up every week.
Well, congratulations to the 67% of our poll from Friday on the upsets, because 47% had Alabama, 20% had Baylor.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. Yep. Hey, by the way, a lot of good stuff to get to with Dolphins, who did get their fifth straight win, back to 6-7, bye week, and then a chance to get back to 500 with the Jets coming to town. And the defense, as we talked about, was unbelievable. And it's a whole bunch of guys playing well. But Jalen Phillips now with 8.5 sacks.
Unbelievable.
And Jalen Waddle sitting there with 86 catches. It was great having Devontae Parker back, the number one guy you needed to have back in there. And he looked really, really good. I've never seen a guy that can miss that much time and look that good. And he does this every time. Every time he comes back, is he going to need any time to get rid of the rust? I go, no, he's a really, really good athlete. Don't worry about it. He'll be just fine. But having him back was really good on an offense, again, that cannot run the football at all. The only reason you run the football is just to burn some time off the clock. That's it.
Those catches Devontae makes are absolutely outstanding. I mean, he's an elite talent. He really, really is. I know it's just he's never
out
there
on the field. Yeah.
My God, man! Some of those catches he makes, he stops, he catch. I mean,
just a reminder.
Like,
yeah, you throw it 2 yards out of bounds, and he goes, "Don't worry, I got a nice long body to tiptoe that line and make sure I catch it." And he came up with a big catch at the end of the game along with Mike Gesicki.
Like my buddy asked me, do I start Devontae Parker? Like, you have an idea about this. Like, I don't know, man. He looked like Randy Moss, or he can get hurt on the first play.
That's a good summary.
I don't know, but he looked like Randy Moss yesterday.
Yeah, so I think his injuries are actually happening in practice, which I'm like, hey, man, take the week off. Right. It's a bye week. Just let him kind of watch everything. Don't mess around and have him running full speed for a couple days in practice, please.
It'd be perfect for that Jets game if he takes it easy, right?
Yeah, don't. Just we're good. He doesn't hate to say this. Don Shula probably not going to like this comment somewhere. He doesn't need to practice. He's fine. Just let him play in the games. Oh, that was a pet peeve from the old ball coach. Oh, the old, I'm just going to play. I'll be fine.
I don't need to practice.
Ooh, and he thought you were sandbagging it a little bit, or maybe were out late a little bit, and it was because of that. Yeah, that would have been daddy strictest rule.
What if I would have told you in the beginning of the season all these names would be in the same category? Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Chris Godwin, Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, Cooper Kupp, and Jaylen Waddle.
It's unbelievable.
Those are your top seven receivers in the league right now in catches. And Jaylen Waddle's tied for second.
The happiest guy in South Florida of our fan base, anywhere that cares about the Miami Dolphins, even people that get up early in the morning to listen to us from all over, hear what we have to say about the Dolphins. Nobody is happier right now, even happier than the head coach who still stays the same, is Chris Greer with Jalen Phillips, Jaylen Waddle, and Javon Holland as good of top three picks
they've ever had
as this organization. Right. I looked it up last night. I even cheated being familiar with being so damn old, but going back to some of these classes, and I had a pretty good one and two in my class. One guy ended up being a Hall of Famer. But top three guys?
If Chris Greer could pick decent offensive linemen, I would have to apologize to him.
And the Tua thing, I'm just curious. It was a lot of short passes. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't sexy till the end when he had to throw a couple down the field because they were playing tight coverage. God, he's completing a lot of passes and, you know, being real careful with the ball. And just going defense, let's go do it. It's
well, you notice during this win streak, he's not getting that one or two plays we come in here on a Monday and cringe about.
No.
Then that's what usually we're
and you know what he's doing
game,
instead?
Right.
He'll take a sack, throw it low to a guy.
Yep.
I like it.
He's been really good considering the circumstances. No yep. run game. Receivers are in and out of the lineup.
By the way.
All the stuff that's going on with
the
They
keep
this
winning and yards per carry goes down.
It is incredible to see that.
It's looking – it was at 3-4. It might be lower today. It might be 2-2 here pretty soon.
He's done a very, very nice job this season considering the circumstances. He really has.
It is amazing. And, by the way, I was talking to Giant fans. They feel the same way about their offensive line or some other places feel the same. It's just – it's a little better in pass protection, a little bit better because all the things this coaching staff's doing to try to cover up and Band-Aid it as much as you can – it's not close to being good enough. By the way, I don't know how smart they are because they don't pick up games very well either when they run games. And two guys are blocking one guy. Nobody comes off to block the other guy. It's a hell of a double team block, though, on pass protection. But that means there's a free guy. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here. Yeah, I'm calling it Unknown Monday. This is an Unknown Monday today.
This Monday or last Monday? Or both?
Both. Okay. It's been a week. That went by fast, Zach. That week went.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Buy fast. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
It's a Dolphins Monday here on WQAM, home of the Miami Dolphins, sponsored by Gunther Kia. Get your new Kia with Gunther Plus at Gunther Kia or online at GuntherKia.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther.
All right, Zach, a real quick congratulations this morning to our Dade Broward High Schools, St. Thomas Aquinas, Central, Chaminade Madonna, Cardinal Gibbons, and Champagnatte of Hialeah. Congratulations, man.
Survive in advance.
On to the finals.
Yep.
On to the state finals. So great stuff. Two teams will have to travel. Three of them will get a chance to play here in I always forget the name, and I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Drive Pink Stadium?
Is that what it is?
Yes, the old Lockhart.
All Lockhart. Yeah. I was going to call it Lockhart. Right. I grew up, it's been Lockhart forever, and I'm having a hard time not calling it the new Lockhart Stadium, but I do want to thank. Listen, Inter-Miami could be a real jackass about this if they wanted.
And they're not now.
And pull
right.
The soccer only. And they're letting these players play, these kids and these high school teams and other teams play either on their outside field or inside. And because of that, and it's such a good field, we're able to get the state championships.
That's awesome.
Honestly, they're pretty strict on that. Like, the people that run that aren't real big fans of coming down here, weren't real big fans when we had it at Hard Rock Stadium. For whatever reason, we had some classics back then. But so anyway, smaller stadium, and it should be a lot of fun with everything going on. And folks, we got a lot of stuff going on. I got to bring up this story because so I get up this morning, I read the Miami Herald right off the bat, read all my local papers, see what people are saying, and the Miami Herald, with everything going on. Did you see the front of on the internet, the Miami Herald
no,
sports
I did not.
Today?
No.
Well, just lift it
I'll
up while
it
we're
up
talking.
Right now, yeah.
Just if you would. Hollywood, you do the same thing. If you would, go to the Miami Herald Sports and the front there, and their lead story with everything going on, and it's about some guy
right.
of everything going on right now. AD, UM, Dolphins, the Panthers have an unbelievable home record. The Heat are still one of the best teams. They come up with a make-believe wow. story. You have to explain to me, and I know those people at the Miami Herald have been doing this a long time, but if you're going to put some story at the top on a Sunday, Monday, you don't put it with some guys claiming he's got billions and billions of dollars. He put his board together with half the names, I think, are his kids, and that he's going to go to Coral Gables High School and build a new stadium for the U. And I'm like, huh? Like, did you talk to anybody about this? And so I guess the Herald was doing, like, so they're almost making fun of the guy. Once you read the article, they're yeah. like, well, others have tried this. And, like, are you kidding me? The high school? Like, you think they want that kind of traffic? What are you going to do, just rip down the friggin' high school? And So
basically, that's what he has to do, right? If that's what he wanted to do.
Bottom line is,
I like this guy's style. I like this situation.
I appreciate
if you build it, they will come. That's what he's thinking. Like, just build the stadium.
I understand that. And by the way, if there's a nice big piece of property down there, and you wanted to do it, I mean, why the hell didn't you just throw out Tropical Park or something while you're at it? I mean, it was kind of like he just said one day, I got a lot of money, and I'm going to build a stadium for the U. And by the way, I'm related to Mario Cristobal, which I did know. And he said, I'm going to do this. And I'm thinking, with everything going on, and so you read some stuff about this guy's past, it's been a little shaky. But that's fine. If he sold his company, there have been great success stories. We've had him down here. We've had people go through hard times and become very successful. And I get it. And I don't know this guy, John Ruiz. I wouldn't know him if I saw him. I'd have no idea. He'd have to come up and say, hey, you didn't say very nice things about me, man. I go, oh, who are you? So I just...
It's weird that this is the Herald's
on everything. Now,
right.
Listen, if this is going on and this guy's really on a mission and went to the wife and said, I am taking $700 or $800 million and I'm going to build a 40,000 or 45 or 50,000 stadium with lots of suites for all the wealthy board members and all the people that have held up this AD and head coaching thing for so long, but have all this money. And there's a lot of money down here, a lot of money. Everybody knows that. But this thing with the lead about we are taking Coral Gables High School.
Yeah. Like, what? Really?
I just went. Anybody talk to the people from the school system?
So they're just going to get rid of a high school pull a stadium there, right?
Like,
they have to. There's not enough property there.
I will tell you, though, there's just a way to do things.
Well, this is the Miami way of doing things.
No, it's not. The Moss brothers don't act like this.
Right.
Stuart Miller from Lennar Corporation doesn't act like this.
But if you're going to go big, this is the way to go big in South Florida, Miami, right? Come out with some blatant thing that more than likely 90% is not going to get taken care of or done, if not 100%. But let's just throw it out there. Let's get everyone excited about something that probably is not going to happen.
This is probably not going to happen. Because I don't know how often you guys drive like US 1. But driving US 1 to go to the Hurricanes basketball game on Saturday morning.
And what's that capacity at that arena?
There was no football game going on. And there were 500 people at the basketball game. There's a lot of traffic on US 1 as is. Like, you can't just throw a 50,000.
I used to.
Just right in the middle of all that?
And by the way, the stadium is not the issue. Like, I get you want it closer so that the students can come. And I get you want it to look like the old Orange Bowl and all that.
Correct.
There's nothing wrong with the stadium they're playing in.
So you think
you need to fill it up. I mean, it looks terrible on game day. There's no question.
So that would be the question I would have along with, by the way, everybody that's affiliated, either a fan gives money or you just like watching them or maybe going to one or two games or you buy season tickets and have to give the extra money to the school and everything that you have. I would ask you this. I agree with you, by the way. We got a lot more issues than just campus, than a on-campus stadium, which, by the way, would be great. Pittsburgh's going through the same thing. Had this talk with Danny at dinner, Dan Marino. They're trying to get Pitt to do the same thing because they have to – Pitt plays their games.
Heinz Field.
At Heinz Field with – they have to split it with the Steelers. So I understand, okay, it's not perfect. But I don't think it's the biggest problem. I don't think it's the biggest problem. If it's full and you got recruits going to see it, I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
It's a hell of a place to have your home games, right?
I think there's a lot of kids going NFL stadium. To me, that's pretty cool if this thing's full. We're not talking 80,000. We're talking 60-something thousand.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of college stadiums, a lot bigger than that.
No, but the problem is, and I told you guys this, because I go to games every week, when there's 30,000 people in that place, it looks horrific, especially because they have everyone spread out.
Yeah.
Like half the people are upstairs. Half are like right up next to the field. There's so many empty seats. Well, it just looks bad.
I just thought this, to get back to my original point, I don't want to beat this up, and I'm not trying to beat this guy up. I'm sure his heart's in the right place. John Ruiz comes out and he's the lead front story.
That's weird.
On your Miami Herald. sports page.
That's well, weird. They have nothing else to report.
What do you mean? We got a zillion good stories.
There's some great stuff.
We've got no a zillion good
on
stories.
The on the Mario Manny thing, there's no news. It's
then just keep doing what we've been
around.
Doing. Well, that's right. Just rotate it around. We'll read it. Mm.
I like this guy,
with
man.
With everything
Build
going on, John Ruiz
we'll
comes
we'll
out and says,
there.
I'm building it. Come on down to Coral Gables High School. I'm building a brand new place. You're going to love it. And people are going, wait a second, man. It's not that easy.
They've been trying to build the stadium on campus for.
He's not the first guy that's right. had this idea.
Maybe it is that easy, though.
I don't think
so. You
use
it for high school games?
Mm.
Concerts?
50,000-seat stadium for high school games.
Ah.
Wow. All right, listen, we do have a lot more stuff to get to. I just literally, did anybody else think it was weird? Like, this guy's, right now, it's kind of to put it nicely, it's a nice dream.
Right, it's a pipe dream.
Just
That's
doesn't feel,
is.
The timing doesn't feel right.
Well, I'm just
this
like.
This is like a week after you locked
yeah,
down.
Yeah, you know what, Woody,
AD
good call.
Coach,
good
yeah.
call. Like, let's get the Mario Cristobal in or out. What's next? Manny in or out. Everything else, and
don't
instead,
forget about the athletic director.
Athletic
yeah,
director,
we need that also,
who's going to make a lot more money where he went to school. If they can get him to come back, you know, come back from leave Clemson, where he's apparently been unbelievable athletic director, and if he wants to come and get back involved with this thing, but somehow with all that stuff going on, we go with some guy that comes out and says, "I'm worth billions of dollars, and I'm building a stadium by." Myself. Did he say by himself? He might not
well,
say
it's
that.
A rich guy flexing contest. Like,
that's
this
what
guy's
it is.
Probably like, oh, I didn't get involved in paying for the coach. I'll just one-up everyone and buy a stadium.
We will have a state-of-the-art stadium. The Ruiz family has named a new Miami Orange Bowl Stadium committee. It's them.
About five members of the family in there.
That's it.
Diana Gonzalez in there.
Probably, yeah.
No, Diana Diaz.
Diaz. Yeah, she's there.
Mm-hmm. I work with Diana Gonzalez. Sorry about that.
No, she's
hey,
there, too.
We right. got to go. We got
There's
go
your to... new committee.
There you have.
You just named a couple members. If you go to Coral Gables High School, you better be looking
like,
for a new high school. Are
you in on this?
No, but, like, we might as well be. We might as well go to the Sun Sentinel. Put me on the front of the page. People would know right away, like, Joe Rose ain't got any money. Joe's broke.
Joe's on there.
Joe ain't got no
name
money.
Only.
Everybody right. knows Joe don't have any money. All right. Hey, Zach, what do you got for us this morning?
All right. I want to tell you about something huge that's coming out, and it's coming out in a couple days, and it's a big movie coming out also. It's called National Champs. That's right. I'm excited to talk to you about a brand new sports movie that's coming out. It's about a Heisman Trophy winner on the best college football team in America who, on the night before the national championship game, announces he's starting a boycott until all student athletes are paid. And obviously, with billions of dollars on the line, all hell breaks loose. National Champions, executive produced by Russell Wilson and with Mike Greenberg, Michael Smith, and Jemele Hill. It's in theaters everywhere this Friday. That's right. This Friday, the big movie National Champions is in the theaters. Make sure you get your tickets and make sure you go to WQAM.com for more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Information, but National Champions out this Friday.
Hey, welcome back here on an unknown Monday. Well, we do know about one thing, the Dolphin defense.
That's not unknown.
Is Dolphin defense and the Panthers at home. Those are pretty damn good right now, right? Just unbelievable. Panthers now 14-1 at home. And by the way, even if they're down a goal in the third period, they say, hang in there,
just
man.
Just one?
We'll come back. We'll be fine. We'll win if we have to. We'll do a shootout. Guys want to do a shootout? Let's do it. Forget overtime. Let's do the shootout.
You guys just want to do a shootout. Let's just get to it, right?
We got a lot of stuff going on. And by the way, a big old congratulations to the Orange Bowl. You hit the jackpot. You got one of the best games you've ever had. No, it's not the final game. No, I get it. But for business purposes and what could be a very, very good game, in my opinion, Michigan and Georgia, 2-3 for the semifinals of the playoffs. If you missed it, Bama ends up after all that talk and all those close games, beats a you-know-what, send old Kirby Smart a little message. You got a long way to go with that defense. I think they scored 41 points. That's about what they gave up halfway through the season.
Yep. 17 Georgia was the highest they gave up all season long going into this
couple
game.
Couple of shutouts in there, a couple of sevens in there. So Bama will play Cincinnati in Texas. And, of course, Michigan and Georgia will play at Hard Rock Stadium. And, boy, can you imagine the calls to get those tickets and the value of those things with all those people from Michigan going to make their way down here, and Georgia folks jumping in the old car for a nice long drive to come down here for a nice long, beautiful 3, 4, 5 days to relax.
New Year's
with
Eve
the
in
family.
South Beach, right?
Oh,
right.
My
Think
God.
Think about that. They're going to come down for a couple days. This is going to be one of those, like you like to call them, the 4-day packages at these hotels.
No, that's what they are.
Right. The
they're
whatever
not,
they're it
not
is.
Me.
Right.
That's what they
I like when you say that regardless. Right.
That's a Super Bowl. It's a 4-day package.
The 4-day package down here, New Year's Eve. They hit the home run. Can I go back to one thing, though, from Friday? And I know that he possibly will be the new head coach of the University of Miami, but his team came out as flat and as just bad as I've seen a team come out in a championship game, Oregon. It was over at kickoff.
Let me tell you what I thought.
Holy moly.
Watching that game Friday night and Mario got kicked around by Utah again. It looked to me like he told the team right before that he was leaving.
Yeah, right.
Now, I know that wasn't. They looked that bad.
They were
like,
terrible.
You're going, that's the team that beat Ohio State? Now, Utah got off to a shaky start. Their story's been unbelievable. It really has. I mean, they chanced a quarterback who started, ended up leaving because he found out another guy came in the second half, took over, and he goes, well, he's going to start. So the guy goes, I'm out. So the other guy left. And anyway, they're playing really well.
They are
playing great, but Mario's team.
As flat as I've seen a team come for a championship game almost ever.
And there's some big-time draft picks on that team. You're like, what happened?
Yeah, but don't they have their number, though, that Utah team?
I mean,
obviously. That does matter for something, doesn't it? When you have a team's number, you have their number.
I guess that, but that by that many points in two games? I mean, they just played, and you make all your
2 weeks ago by them
38-7 a couple weeks ago, and 38-10 on Friday night
on a neutral
you go
field.
To that game, you probably think, all right, we're going to get our asses kicked again.
Apparently, it had nothing to do with home field. It was just
an ass kicking. That's what it was. But they were not in it at all. Like a kickoff that was done. You're right. It looked like something was said to the team before the game, and the team just came out and said, "I don't want to be here."
Yeah. So that was a little and then afterwards, I don't know. There's all kinds of speculation and rumors, and I need time to think about it. Obviously, Oregon's, I'm guessing, is trying to stick a big fat contract right down his throat, led by you know who from Nike, and apparently he's interested, or he would have said, no, I'm staying here, I got a great recruiting class, I got a really good team coming back, and he left it open. He didn't take it, which of course has led University of Miami people to believe that Mario Cristobal is coming. And I don't know who's close to him. Like, because there are some people are claiming they're close to family members and he's coming and everything. And I don't even respond to you. I used to respond and sat and got in a conversation, answered my phone one night thinking it was somebody else calling me, and got into this long conversation. And I – it's just everybody is all over the board and has been on this thing and what's going to happen with Mario, even what's going to happen with the Clemson athletic director, who apparently money has not been an issue with any of this stuff. The one consistent thing that we've heard for a long time is UM will pay and understands you got to pay big boy money to an athletic director and a head football coach and his staff. By the way, doesn't just stop there. You want my, hey, you're paying me big bucks? Doesn't stop with me. My coordinators need to make a lot of money. They need to get paid like the guys that are about 20 miles away from us right now, playing for the coaching the Miami Dolphins. They want that kind of money.
Well, they get paid better than that. What do you mean?
So anyway, it's a crazy one as we go. And then, you know, with this, of course, comes all the other stuff. And while we're at it, we need a stadium. And now we got a guy coming out saying he's going to build a stadium. He's worth lots and lots of money.
Anyone to come out and say that they're worth basically double what Stephen Ross is worth, that's impressive. Just to come out and say that. I know that that's the kind of number that was rumored around, but Stephen Ross, legitimate B club member, over again. This guy, double him? Wow.
If this guy's really worth that kind of money and you're going to build a stadium for the U, thank you. And
right out of his own pocket.
I'm sure a lot of people appreciate it. Appreciate if you get it in a pretty good location. I know you want it close to campus, but can you like it for people that don't live down there? We kind of like it if we could make it easy to get in and out of, if you have an area for that. But if you have that kind of money and you're going to do it, I mean, you're the one that said it's going to get done. We're all watching.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about Broward people when we're building this thing. We'll have enough people in Dade to go.
Okay. You'll lose a lot of Broward people. A lot of
Palm
Beach people.
You
guys go
to the FAU games.
Right.
You got a big fan base.
I'd be careful even throwing that out as a joke. There's a lot of Broward and Palm Beach people in that
big
club.
Well, if they want to go, they'll go. Right. I don't know. They don't go at the stadium they're currently at, so.
Who doesn't?
No one.
The Broward and the Palm Beach people?
That stadium is pretty easy to get to. It's smack dab in the middle of both counties.
I don't know. Listen, man. I don't know why we're talking about this today. Was my whole point earlier why the Miami Herald put it in the front that this guy comes
shocking.
Out. Does that mean anybody that's got money can say that? Are we going to go like, hey, Moss Brothers, what are you guys up to? One lead, make you the lead story today.
What do you think about this? And you think
lead sports story today? Yeah. I will build it. By the way, okay, you opened your big mouth. Let's see the dough. Let's see the land. Let's see your political backing you have to get this done. Wouldn't they say he's politically tied in with a lot of power brokers?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
You getting involved in this? You're politically tied in.
Yeah, I'm really tied in. Where do you always go with that? Like, what would you say that? What would that?
That's just throwing that out there.
Yeah, that was weak.
You want to hear from Mario after the bowl loss?
Yeah. What do you got from him?
Do you intend to sign a contract extension to Oregon, or will you accept the Miami job if offered?
Yeah, I don't know what you're into. When you say someone's offered, I haven't talked to anybody. So let's not create narratives, okay, as we sit here in this press conference. So Oregon is working on some stuff for me, and that's what I have right now. And that's the extent of that conversation.
Matt Preem, 24/7 Sports. Mario, what do you say to the fans and the people that support this program, though, when there's uncertainty of your future in 2022?
I would say that if there's anything to report, I'd report it. I always have. You know, I think over the years, maybe because certain things are some things are actually put out there or not, every year our entire staff, whether it's behind the scenes, whether it's public or not, we've always had different people come for our people, including myself. How the media treats it and how they choose to posture it, I have no control over. And certainly, again, like I just mentioned before, that.
So anyway, how'd you?
Well, I the first thing he
how'd
said.
How'd you read into it?
Okay, well, the first thing he said, I haven't talked to anybody. I actually believe that outside of him talking to his agent. I don't think he's in contact with anyone from the University of Miami or anyone like that, but his agent damn sure
is. Your former teammates count?
Yeah, maybe if that's the case, then maybe that is a lie.
Of course he's talking to former teammates.
But he said he hasn't talked to
anybody.
Everybody
talks to former teammates.
Well, someone's lying.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think his agent's
I'm not saying
that. That guy was Friday night.
Yeah. This is right after his team got manhandled.
A done deal by then. They've had it as a done deal for like 2 weeks, though, but I don't know.
I mean, listen, you want to go back a week to what we said here on the show? You thought it was over then?
I, so It just, and by the way, he went back out and recruited. He went back out and recruited, right? He really did. Like, he said, I'm going out recruiting right after the game. And has a really good recruiting class put together in Oregon. Yeah, what will Mario do? It still looks by the fact that he didn't just, he could have put it to bed that night and 100%. Said, I'm staying with Oregon. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm very happy with, he didn't do that. He did not close the door.
Nope.
Last time I checked, that door, it's broken because it's always open.
Joe, if I have something to report, I always report it. That's what Mario said. There's nothing to report. Hasn't talked to anybody. These are his quotes.
Anyway, that's
could easily be the coach in an hour and a half, 2 hours, 4 hours. But as of right now, not.
Yeah. Huh. Well, listen, we got a lot more. By the way, we got some University of Miami other news on kind of a crazy story. But for people keeping track, we'll have that for you, including a top recruit. I mean, one of the best, to the point that he could probably come in and start next year good, be in the mix right off the bat. Said he's not worried about who the coach is. He's going to the U. Boy, it's kind of refreshing. You don't get a lot of those. We'll have that story coming up in just a moment. But first, I do want to talk this morning to you about your South Florida Chevy dealer. Hey, man, you don't have to brag about it. You don't have to tell you got a lot of money. You want to go to Chevy. We got great deals for you, man. And we got our best overall products we've ever had. We know you're going to love it, especially the SUV family at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Whether it's the small, the midsize, or the big boys, they've never looked better. Starting with the big guys, like the new beautiful 2021 Tahoes and Suburbans. Got a brand new look. And, oh, what else do you have? More space? Oh, you gave our big SUVs even more space? Want everybody to be comfortable. And how about that midsize SUV, that Traverse? Wait until you take that midsize SUV for a little ride. Spacious enough to accommodate the big family. Actually feels a little bit like a Tahoe with the space. But, oh, boy, I'll tell you what, it does not compromise any of the style. It is a great-looking midsize SUV. The Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, along with those Trailblazers, looking real good. Man, plenty of substance and style for you and your family. Hey, and then, of course, Silverado trucks. You can never leave those out. What are you looking for? Come on down and take a look. These are the best overall products we've ever had. And we've got convenient locations everywhere. So if for some reason you haven't been looking at Chevy, you need to put it on the list. Spend a little bit of time. I know what you're going to say. He's right. It's never looked this good. Got great products and everything you and your family are looking for. With convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County, find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.